It is time for the Baseball Insider. Andy Carboni is here with us. Andy, welcome.
Happy to be back once again, Bill, that's for sure.
Well, let me get you rolling here with two words, Hunter Renfroe.
Yes, it was certainly the Hunter Renfroe show at Fenway Park last night. He hits a two-run home run with two outs at the bottom of the eighth to give the Sox a 2-1 lead. Then in the ninth, Renfroe threw out a Tampa Bay Rays runner trying for a triple to end the game to seal the victory for the Sox. Renfroe also threw out a runner going for a double earlier in the game. Renfroe has now thrown out a major league leading 16 runners on the bases this season to go along with 27 home runs. The Sox snapped the three-game losing streak. They're off today. Tomorrow night, they open up a weekend set in Chicago against the AL Central leading White Sox. Red Sox are now 80-62 on the season. That's good for second place in the AL East, 9 games behind the Rays. But the Sox have now moved past the Yankees to hold a half-game lead for the top wildcard spot in the American League. The Blue Jays are a game and a half behind the Yankees now for that second wildcard spot. Mariners 2.5 games back. So it's going to be a wild finish for the wild card race in the American League, that's for sure.
Well, it just seems to me, I've come to the conclusion that the Red Sox are just not as good as the Rays, really, you know?
Well, I mean, that's pretty clear. The Rays definitely have the pitching to go along with the timely hitting to take care of the Red Sox and other teams in the American League, and they'll be obviously the odds-on favorite going forward into the playoffs.
Before we go back to this past week with the Red Sox, what are you looking at in this weekend's White Sox series?
Well, it's going to be a tough matchup for the Red Sox, no doubt, playing another top team. The White Sox are very strong at home. They have the best record in the American League at home, so it's not going to be an easy weekend in Chicago. I'd like to see the Red Sox hopefully get two wins out of it, not get swept. One would be okay, I guess, but at least they'll have Chris Sale going in the series, so you'll feel good about that. But it just comes down to the pitching for the Red Sox, how they're going to hold up, because obviously the White Sox have a lot of thump in their lineup. And, you know, obviously not concerned about the Red Sox hitting. It's more or less the starting pitching and the back end of the bullpen that has been causing issues over recent weeks.
All right, Andy, let's take a look back at the Red Sox in the last 7 days or so.
Well, since last we spoke on Thursday, the Red Sox did shut out the Rays 4-0. Eduardo Rodriguez going 6 innings. He improves 11-7 with the win in that one. Garrett Richards went 3 innings to pick up a save. Friday, the Red Sox played the Indians, and they won 8-5. They hit 4 home runs in that game. Hunter Renfroe, Kyle Snyder, each with a home run, driving in 3. But Jaron Duran tested positive for COVID-19, yet another Red Sox member going on that list. Saturday, the Red Sox beat the Indians 4-3. Alex Verdugo, the walk-off single in the bottom of the ninth. Rafael Devers had a 3-run home run to break a scoreless tie in this game in the 7th inning. Then on Sunday, things started to go sour for the Red Sox. They lose the Indians 11-5. Nick Pivetta, not too long before the game, got put on the COVID list. So things got a little dicey over the weekend. And then on Monday, the Red Sox played the Rays. Just a crazy game. They lose 11-10 in 10 innings. Sox blowing a 7-1 lead. Sox pitchers giving up 19 hits in this one. Defense made 4 errors. Chris Sale, he gave up 5 runs and over 3 innings work. The game took 4 hours and 55 minutes. But the Sox did make a move before the game on Labor Day. They signed shortstop Jose Iglesias for the remainder of the season. Iglesias played for the Sox from 2011 to 2013. He was released by the Angels last Friday. Then on Tuesday, the Rays beat the Red Sox 12-7. Another ugly outing for a starting pitcher as Eduardo Rodriguez rocked for 6 runs and over 3 innings of work. Bobby Dalbec did come off the bench to tie this late in the game. He ended up hitting a pair of 2-run home runs as he got at bats in the 8th and 9th inning. And side note for Dalbec, he was named the American League's Rookie of the Month for August, batting .339 with 7 home runs and 21 RBI. So he's continuing the hot hitting getting into September. The Red Sox obviously will need plenty of that as they get to that wild card spot.
Well, Andy, if folks are laying around on their couch this afternoon at 1 o'clock, what will they find on Nesson Plus on the Red Sox replay?
Well, it's a game for September the 9th of 2016. The Red Sox roll over the Blue Jays 13-3 in Toronto. Rick Porcello gets his 20th win of the season en route to winning the Cy Young Award.
Nice. All right. That's a good one.
Absolutely.
Hey, Andy, so rest of Major League Baseball, what are some of the highlights from this past week as well?
Well, back on Friday, Angels pitcher Shohei Ohtani improved to 9-1 on the season, allowing 2 runs over 7 innings. He struck out 8 and went over the Rangers. He also has 42 home runs on the season. Still your odds-on favorite to win the American League MVP award. Then on Saturday, after a nice pitching performance on Friday, Ohtani hit his Major League-leading 43rd home run. Royals catcher Salvador Perez on Saturday hit two home runs, become the first catcher in the American League to hit 40 in a season. On Sunday, Brewers first baseman Daniel Vogelbach lived out every kid's dream by hitting the 28th ultimate grand slam in Major League history. That's when a player hits a walk-off grand slam with his team trailing by 3 runs in their final at-bat. Another home run on Sunday for Salvador Perez, number 41. On Monday, Blue Jays first baseman Vladimir Guerrero Jr. hit his 40th home run, and by doing so, he and his father become the first father-son combo to hit 40 in a season. Actually, the second combo, Cecil and Prince Fielder, also did that feat. And then yesterday, the Hall of Fame induction ceremony out in Cooperstown. Derek Jeter, Larry Walker, Ted Simmons, and Marvin Miller are all enshrined. And also last night, Angels catcher Salvador Perez keeps his hot hitting going with his 42nd home run of the season.
The ultimate grand slam, Andy. I don't think I was aware of that designation before, but that's a...
It was something I learned when I heard it on Sunday. I mean, obviously, I can remember, you know, playing wiffle ball or other games out in the yard with the kids and pretending you're up in the bottom of the ninth, the base is loaded, and hitting a grand slam to win a game. So I can understand where it comes from, but never heard the term ultimate grand slam before. So now we can add that into our repertoire.
I created the term pure hat trick for 3 goals in 1 shift. You know,
oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Making you millions, I'm sure you copyrighted that.
No, I didn't. No, I did not. That's why I'm still where I'm at right now. There you go. Well, Andy, hey, I got one last question for you here. So all these new faces that have popped into the lineup probably because of COVID in the last week, anything stand out to you?
Well, just as they've kind of helped the Sox kind of hold their own in some spots, I mean, you know, it obviously get kind of ugly with some of the guys they had to bring in there, but it's just something you have to deal with in this world of COVID, and you got to bring up people that may not just be ready for Major League Baseball at this point, but on the flip side, they're getting some great experience for their careers going forward, and we'll have to see how it all plays out. But I think the Jose Iglesias ad by the Red Sox on Monday, even though if the Sox do make the playoffs, he won't be eligible because he joined the roster after August 31st, he'll be able to shore up the infield defense with Xander Bogaerts still out. He'll be your starting shortstop. And obviously, he brings a lot of experience to the table, so that was a good ad. You know, bringing up someone from the minors at that point who didn't have a lot of experience, so that was a good move by Chaim Bloom and the brass up on Jersey Street.
All right, you got it. Anything else, Andy, that you want to share with us?
Well, just hope that the Red Sox can have a positive weekend in Chicago, have a nice start by Chris Sale after the bump in the road he had back on Monday, and you know, season's winding down, just a few more weeks to go, and hopefully the Sox can hang on for that wild card game.
All right, Andy, happy September 9th, whatever that means. But anyways, great talking with you, and we'll talk again soon.
Looking forward to it.
There he is, MSO News Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell.